Do you have repair projects that you've been putting off, whether it's basement waterproofing, concrete raising, structural repairs, or attic insulation? PermaSeal provides quality work and free inspections. Don't wait. Call PermaSeal 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
We'll just play that out just a little longer and hang out for a little bit on this Friday night, Friday the 13th. I'm glad it doesn't feel like a Friday the 13th. Feel eerie, a little spooky out there. State Pliers 720 WGN, happy Father's Day weekend to all of you. And we got a big show for you tonight. One of the things we'll be talking about is, who is your favorite TV dad? It's Father's Day weekend. Doc Julin's in studio already. Do you have a favorite?
TV dad.
That's, you've caught me off guard here, Dave. Probably George Bluth Sr. from Arrested Development.
I love Arrested Development. Yeah, I still love watching clips. Any old, like old, that's kind of old school, right? That's sort of like 2000, right? 2001?
Something like that. Yeah, it goes way back.
Who else would you, anything from the 60s or 70s you grew up with?
Well, I mean, you know, everything for me goes automatically back to Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, yeah.
So I would put him in the category of ideal job, ideal, you know, home entertainer.
Buddy Sorrell.
Have the greatest parties.
They have the greatest parties.
And a great TV dad, you know.
Do you remember Doc Julin? He's got a big show coming up. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. When my Christmas parties, you usually play these last few years. You have a gig somewhere, but you actually sat at the piano and played I Am a Fine Musician from Dick Van Dyke.
Sure.
You did do that before you did.
That was a lovely holiday party.
Yeah, I'm going to say Howard Cunningham maybe was one. Mike Brady.
Always very heavy words of wisdom.
Yes.
You know, always save the day very calmly.
Also, you're also, by the way, you're opening for Uptown Girl Christy Brinkley. How cool is that?
Amazing.
Yeah.
You know?
We like Christy.
Yes.
Pat Tomasulo's got a new stand-up that he's doing at Zany's later in June in Rosemont. He will also join us in studio a little bit later. Then we're going to be talking like broadcasting genealogy, like, you know, the old call letters. Like, what do they mean? It's kind of a fun conversation.
Sure. World's greatest newspaper. Is that what you're talking about?
WMAQ.
Weather makes all quiet.
No, it's... We must ask questions.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I like that.
Yeah. And it's TV, too. You can do TV on some of this, too. WFLD. I don't know what that was.
11.
That was 32.
Dang it.
That was 32. You got to get closer to the mic, though. That's okay, right? Right up to that. First time in front of a mic.
Talking to a human being.
FLD was owned by Marshall Fields.
Oh, there you go. Sure.
Field Communications.
But I thought that wasn't WLS, World's Largest Store.
Sears. That was Sears, for sure. I know it was a bunch. We're going to do that with Roger Badish. He's retired now.
We're giving away all the answers.
He's just... You are. He's retired and talking to himself, so we're going to have him on the air today to just let some of that out tonight as well. And then, yeah, TV's favorite dads. Doc Julin, Jason Narducci are two of Chicago's busiest musicians. This is what your publicist sent me.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Okay. Stumbled over that word, musicians.
Musicians. Doc Julin and Jason Narducci are two of Chicago's busiest musicians. A pair have been friends for more than 30 years. Not only Jason, the long-running bassist for punk rock pioneer Bob Mould, as well as indie rock luminaries are Superchunk, Sunny Day Real Estate, but he's also released a series of highly acclaimed albums under the name Split Single. Doc, we've known each other 25 years.
Yeah, we have.
Isn't that crazy?
Isn't it nuts?
The Slugs was a big thing in the 80s. Poi Dog, you've been doing Poi Dog for a long, long time. Almost 35
years.
Yeah. You know, I read this. Among the band's many accomplishments was generating the largest crowd ever at Ravinia for their 1997 show. And I was talking to my cousin about this. He got married. And it was an earlier in the day wedding, and we went to Ravinia to see your show.
Really?
We were there.
Did you get in?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was crazy. I mean, it was something. We had to get there at like 1:30. I remember it was something like we had to get there like early in the afternoon.
Yeah, I think by mid-afternoon they were at the Edens waving people back.
Really?
And on the train
the
line
Edens.
And stuff. Yeah, so it was.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. And then Expo 76, Sunshine Boys. But you guys are getting together to talk and do a little tribute to Pete Townsend. I'll start with you, Jason. Like, What's the love for Pete Townsend, and how long has this been?
I actually don't like him at all.
he was available. Jason was available.
Yeah.
And
I'm not so busy.
I just needed somebody to hold a bass while I did all the work.
And okay. I know how to play A. Oh, see, that's half the nice. Set.
That's nice.
My dad took me to see The Kids Are All Right when it came out in the theaters in 1979 when I was 8.
Okay.
And I remember it. Because we were buying our tickets, and in front of us there were two old ladies. It was Sunday afternoon. Back then, elderly people would just go to a movie. They didn't really care what it was. No, do you remember that?
We're
just going to the movies.
Yeah.
So they're buying tickets to The Kids Are All Right, and the guy behind the glass, I remember this very specifically, he's like, it's way too loud. And for me, you know, this aspiring 8-year-old rock music lover,
cool. I love
like, oh, I'm going to see something dangerous.
Yeah.
And then we get in there, and in the first couple minutes, they smash their guitars and blow up the drum kit. And I was like, this band is for me.
Yeah. And, I always hear like what the influence was to get into an artist was either the older artists are always, I saw him on Ed Sullivan is usually what I get. Or went to my first concert or went to the movie to see them perform live and so forth. And who's just so legendary. What about you?
It's kind of the same. It's my brother, the 1979 documentary, The Kids Are All Right, it's a great, great documentary. Yeah. And it kind of was part of a late 70s resurgence that they had, even though after Keith Moon had died. But my brother used to work at Columbia Pictures, and he was dubbing VHS cassettes for sale, for overnight shift. And he watched that movie just because he was required to dub it, infinite copies. And he's like, you have to come and see this movie. And he sat me down. And I just sitting there by myself with the movie playing over my shoulder.
Wow.
Just like, and I saw this. I saw this movie, and there was a particular scene when they performed on the Rolling Stones Rock and Roll Circus, a legendary performance of a song, sort of a suite of songs called A Quick One While He's Away. And that right there cemented it for me.
Still one of the best televised rock performances.
Absolutely.
Ever.
It was so great that it intimidated the Rolling Stones. And they didn't release that DVD show for 30 years because The Who just sort of blew
them everybody
away.
Out.
What were you talking about dubbing? Because I remember really very strongly in the 80s, it was all about getting concerts on cassette tape that you didn't
bootlegs.
Have. It was all about the bootlegs back then.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is a legitimate operation.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
He wasn't making bootleg copies.
I don't want to get him in trouble now.
No, he worked for the actual Columbia Pictures, and he was working the overnight shift of manual duplication.
But basically. Now, I will say this, that, you guys, with Pete Townsend, he's 80, and he's going on tour again. He's coming to Chicago, I think, in early September to play.
And he sounds very enthusiastic about it.
Terribly. No, not at all. I would say he's like, I really don't like touring and being on the road.
Basically.
That's what he's all about.
But he's only been saying that for 40 years.
That's true.
That's true. But you're going to be playing, I'm just going to digress a little bit. You're going to be playing London coming up, but after Arlington Heights. Is that usually the order of things?
Yeah, that's the way we route our tours. But yeah.
You route them through there.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell the story about what you guys have doing and came together with to do this this REM stuff, and you were on the Tonight Show. Was Johnny there?
Johnny had the night off. Joey Bishop was on.
Joey Bishop was on.
No, this is really Jason's story to tell.
Yeah, Jason.
Just for the last 11 years, I've been doing this kind of pop-up music project with an actor named Michael Shannon, who's a Chicago guy.
He's an interesting guy.
Very, very interesting. Yeah. And very talented musician, which some people don't know that, but maybe they saw him on George and Tammy on Showtime or other musical ventures. But he and I we met 11 or 12 years ago and just started to do this thing where he would come into town and I would put together a band and we would perform an entire record by an artist. In fact, the third time we did it, we did The Smiths' The Queen Is Dead, and I brought in Dog to play one of the guitar roles in that. And so we've just been doing this for a while. It's just this fun exercise for us. And in 2023, we did the first REM record, and something just lit on fire as far as the reaction.
Yeah.
The tickets were through the roof, and I started getting emails about taking this on the road from promoters around the country. Yeah. So we started the tour, and we did Murmur in 2024. We did Fables of the Reconstruction. this year, and you know, there's talk about more. But that's, we are taking Fables. You're mentioning the UK tour. Yeah, we're taking Fables in August for 6 UK dates and 1 Dublin, Ireland show.
But doing Fallon, that was pretty cool.
It was great. Yeah.
Right?
It was a lot of fun. I mean, this is an old old hat for Jason. He does this stuff all the time, you know.
Yeah.
But for me, for a, for a starry-eyed young Midwesterner, it was a big deal, you know, 30 Rock. We had done Seth Meyers the year before.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the late stuff. But it was great. It was a real dream come true.
Well, you're a TV geek like I am. I know that. So you love that. And your dad worked for GNTV forever, right?
Exactly. Yeah. TV director for many years.
Mm-hmm.
Gave me my first start as a child actor in Wholesome Bread commercials. And stuff.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
My first appearance on television was in Mass for Shut-Ins.
Really?
He's an altar boy. And I remember sitting there in front of the altar and looking out at the WGN news desk with Jack Brickhouse.
Really?
Because everything was jammed into one studio for the most part.
Yeah.
I was like, God, this is not a church, huh?
No.
And that's not a regular, no, not at all. Well, who influenced you? Like I'm going to just say to both of you, like growing up as far as music is concerned, we talked Pete Townsend, but like what did you say, wow, I want to do that, what that guy's doing?
Yeah, for me, Pete was obviously big.
Okay,
and Springsteen was another one.
Mm-hmm.
These were guys that you know, like when I started playing guitar, then they gave me the idea of other things like writing and performing and singing and stuff like that. So those were two kind of big guys for me was the Who and Pete especially because he was such a great writer and performer and player that those are the things and like Elvis Costello and that sort of drew me out of wanting to really kind of do it.
Jason here, it says Rick Springfield.
It is, yeah. Yep. And that's the only one.
That's it.
Yeah.
You can really
carry on with the interview. Well, it's funny to me because I'm staring at Navy Pier. And when
we have a beautiful view.
When I was 10
for
years
radio.
Old, I saw Cheap Trick on Navy Pier.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that band changed my life. I saw them. I'd seen them earlier that year in February at the old Granada Theater, which doesn't exist anymore, but right near Loyola University. And the second time that year was right there when it was nothing but docks. They used to have Chicago Fest.
Right.
Yeah, that was nothing. I mean, what was it, the 90s that they finally figured out what to do with that place? Yeah, for sure.
After 1 year at Soldier Field.
Right. I forgot about that. Yeah. I did remember that. Yeah. Celebration of Pete Townsend, event at Hey Nani in Arlington Heights. The date of the show is Saturday, June 21st. The 7 p.m. show is sold out, but you can get tickets, great table seats in the intimate viewing room available for the 9:30 show. And for more information on that, you can go to Hey Nani, H-E-Y, Nani, N-O-N-N-Y.com. And there's more next on 720 WGN. All right, that is Dog Julin, and boy, I'll tell you, you guys and Jason Arducci, this tell us about the song a little bit. Like, what are we listening to here?
A song called "The Dirty Jobs," and that's from Quadrophenia, one of the many concept albums that Pete foisted upon the Who. And this one takes
I love
place.
That. Is that what that was?
based on the early days of the Who, and based on their initial group of mod fans in the early.
Wow! So you got some unique stuff, some really rare stuff that you're kind of throwing out there.
Yeah, we go deep with it. Yeah,
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Are you guys going to be doing this when you're 80?
I'm too dumb to quit. That's my excuse.
So this is all happening at Hey Nani's, and then you're going to London to do all this stuff. So will Pete be at the shows in London?
Oh, of course.
That's awesome, though.
We should make a note for the Hey Nani show, the Townsend show. We have fired the drummer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we fired him, and then we rehired him only just to fire him again, just for the sheer sport of it.
There could be another change before the show.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So just warning to everybody.
Yeah.
So, I mean, tickets are limited for the show, though. So if you're going to go, heynonny.com, H-E-Y-N-O-N-N-Y, and there's some private kind of rooms and tables that you can go to, right?
There's a great restaurant and drinks and stuff available, but that wonderful hearing and viewing room.
So
it's a great intimate room. Yeah, we've done it here at Nani. I don't know, 3 or 4 years, something like that. So this is kind of a tradition that we have.
Celebration of Pete Townsend event at Hey Nani in Arlington Heights. State of the show Saturday, June 21st. 7 is sold out, but tickets, including great table seats in this intimate viewing listening room, are available for the 9:30 show. HeyNani.com. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in
here
tonight.
So much.
That was fabulous. That was amazing.
Thank you.
See you at the show.